Do it.
Can I interpose?
If you don't interpose, it's just going to be... Yeah, can I interpose? The more you shake around and move, the harder I'm going to have to hit it.
Oh!
You want some dew?
You want some dew, Flark?
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, take your seats.
Is it recorded?
Yes.
Why did... That's going in.
Yep.
You were recording that whole time?
That'd be funny.
That's like a Patreon deal.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have bands like that yet, so...
Patreon members pay 50 months to see that. Or
50 months?
$50 a month to see that.
Do you know who Charles Muntz is?
Do you?
Oh.
I've heard the name.
I have to.
Oh. Charles Muntz. He was, he's in the bad guy in Up.
Yeah. Up villain.
Why are we talking about this?
Charles Muntz.
Because you said Muntz, and I thought Charles Muntz.
Duh.
Hey guys, welcome back.
Huh? What was that first one?
Said, hey guys, welcome back.
Oh.
Welcome back.
Episode 9!
I hate this show we do.
I know.
Yeah, me too.
Have to get these fools here every week.
I just wanted to take a nap today.
Force each other to talk to each other.
I hate these guys.
Facts. I'm just trying to play mobile game. And
I hate living. I just be playing Call of Tsushima. I just be slicing dude.
I just be playing Lego GTA.
I just be playing Lego Final Fantasy.
I just be playing Lego Breaking Bad.
I just be
I've seen that one.
I just be playing. I just be shooting.
I just be running. I just be jumping. I just be breaking.
I just be waltzing white.
Waltzing white?
Yes.
Anyways, I wanted to announce something. We're changing our name.
We are?
To Weezer 2.
Am I part of Anime?
Yeah.
Technically. I guess Anime has a fourth member.
Yeah. But I don't know if we're ever going to see our original third member again. So just look at it as the third for now. He's our permanent third.
Permanent?
Because Quentin makes it permanent.
Why did you laugh at permanent? You're a dick.
Let's not try to exclude Quentin here.
He excludes himself.
He's just busy man. I actually don't know.
Anyways.
Crumb sucks.
I thought you would like to...
I said that because we're wearing our Weezer 2 shirts here.
Yep, this guy forced me to wear it. I hate Weezer 2. I can't even...
Do you want another stab?
I shouldn't have bought you that shirt.
I bought it, technically. I paid you back.
Well, who bought all three of us one? Dick.
Dick? You're
Dick? Dick bought all three of them?
Yeah, Dick. Anyways. Comment down below which Final Fantasy protagonist this guy looks like.
Definitely the gay one.
Definitely.
Not
are there,
this.
Are there gay characters in Final Fantasy?
I hope not, dude.
I think in 13 there is.
Some of the newer ones.
Oh, there is, yes. In 13 there's a lesbian couple.
Pride Month, turn up.
Turn up. No, so, that's not for a few months.
If you're homosexual, gay, that's going to be your favorite one.
Yeah.
That was all the same word.
Yeah. Homosexual, gay. That's the one for you.
But the other ones are only for
people. Strictly for straight people, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can't enjoy like any of the good ones. You have to play the shitty one.
It's just the rules. We don't make them. We just follow them.
Square does.
Yeah, they made the rules.
Square does. They're square does.
Yeah.
Comment down below, what's your guys' favorite Breaking Bad season?
Oh yeah, we'll get shit ton of comment.
Yeah, I like the part where the Breaking Bad guy is also bad guy in Star Wars, canonically.
Moff Gideon!
Gus is Moff Gideon.
My name is Gustavo Fring.
You can
call me Gustav.
Well, it's been a week since we recorded, but not a week since we've uploaded, so what have we been up to in the last week, fellas?
I looked at the episode today, and it was uploaded a day ago. But we recorded a week ago today.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, why did it take so long to upload?
Because he didn't want to upload it. It took him forever.
At least it went up on, like, somebody.
What, does one of us have ED?
No, Quentin just, we filmed the episode and he never uploaded it ever.
Well, that's our last media episode. To be fair, that one was...
It did suck, but we asked him multiple times about it.
excuse me. He recorded it on his, like, $800 camera, too.
That he bought. That he told us he bought, like, for the podcast and stuff.
I wonder where that is. Maybe we should ask him.
He probably did. Maybe.
We should ask him for it.
Anyways.
That was...
Long to go. So what have you guys been up to in the last week?
I'm going to see if it's recording. You guys can...
What have you been up to in the last week? Come on, use your memory.
I'd just be thinking.
It's just me recording.
You almost just hit that.
Yeah, that would have been bad. Breaking Bad.
Last week, he's just been working.
Yeah, that's literally it. Working in school.
Let's see. Friday. What happened on Friday?
I don't know. I remember I closed Friday at work. Let's go.
That's right. Okay, so Friday. I was hanging out with the girlfriend, and then I got on at, like, 1 in the morning. And at, like, 2:30, I get a text from Caden. He's like, I see you're playing Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm just grinding. He's like, okay, I'll get on when I get home. And then he got on, and we played till 6:30 a.m.
That is facts. What did we play? I forgot.
I played Lego Marvel, and we played one... I don't remember. We were just on for, like, 4 hours.
I think maybe I was just playing Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah, we were just...
Just chatting. Are you good? You take your fish oil?
Saturday, I didn't have a basketball game as I would usually, and I just got to relax all day.
Why did you not have one? It was just like an off
week. It was a bye week.
Ooh.
And then also, we had a church ball game, and Sam wasn't there, so I didn't want to go.
Church ball?
Dude, did you hear what happened to Sam?
Yeah, Sam messed up.
He got a boo-boo.
Kason showed me the picture he sent Sam.
Oh, he sent me the picture, too.
I sent you the picture.
You did? No, you never did. I asked you to, and you never sent it to me.
I did send it to you.
On what? Nope.
Whoa, who did I send it to?
Maybe you sent someone my alt account that somebody I never used anymore.
I doubt it.
Your alt account?
Like my alt account or something.
I don't even have your old account.
Did you never send it to me? I know that for facts, guys.
Oh.
How perplexing.
They're in the shop now.
Yeah. What is this?
I saw that. That's Makotoka.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Makotoka.
I'm going to get a screenshot.
I love the entire stallion. He posted Fanboys and Catmates.
This is exactly why I follow him.
Dude.
The only redeeming factor is that he has a
obsession
with Sephiroth.
Okay.
Fanboys
and Catmate costumes.
We don't judge, guys.
You should have.
He's
seen
the one that plays FF13.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
We all know.
Don't deny it.
We all know that's your favorite one.
Is that the new one?
No.
That's the one with the lesbian in it.
I know.
The most recent one was 15, and that released 2016.
Oh, that's the one that I like.
15? Because it's it. Boy band?
Yes.
I love bands.
Wait. Oh. I made... I made some heavy purchases. I now own FF4, FF5, FF6, FF7 Remake, FF8, oh wait, no, FF9, and FF10, and 10-2, and 15.
He's really praying he's going to enjoy the Final Fantasy series. Which
I mean, I'm enjoying 7 Remake, and I'm really into 6 right now.
Yeah, well, there's a reason. Like there's a reason that 7 is the favorite. It's all
okay. There's a reason 7 got a remake.
That's all I'm going to say. Anyways,
there's a reason no one wants to remake a 13.
That's what I'm saying. When did 13 come out? What year?
Dude, like
2011.
Ooh,
2003. 2000 like
came out on PS3. I guess 13 did so well, it got two sequels.
13-2 and 13-3.
That's what I asked.
The second one's 13-2, and then the third one's called Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13.
Which is the protagonist's name.
I know Lightning Returns. I played the shit out of that one.
Oh, that one's the best one, isn't
it? Yeah.
We're going to have to dive into for FIFA 14?
I kind of want to get into it. It's you online. We should get
off. Kicking his chair.
We should get into it at some point.
Yeah, after we've beat the like mainline offline games.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm in a big Final Fantasy craze.
That will go away in 3 months.
No. Yeah, I'm trying to beat Final Fantasy IX. At the same time, I'm trying to replay Remake with this guy as he plays it for the first time.
We're almost there.
And then once we do that, we're going to play 7 Original.
I played 7 too.
I thought you stopped.
I did.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because
he thought it was super boring.
The fucking dialogue, dude. They're like, you have to buy the gill and you gotta use the... It's so stupid.
You have to buy the gill? The gill is the money. Here, use the money to buy more money.
Buy the money! The dialogue, it's just... Whoever wrote that game, man, they just don't know how people talk. I could tell. Was that your first ever project?
It was. I'm working on it.
I could tell.
Yeah,
I'm having direct.
Just finished chapter 12, and if you guys have played that game, you guys know chapter 12.
It's fun.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that plate fell on slums.
Brazy on baby?
Brazy on baby.
R.I.P. the...
We lost 3 semi-main characters in that single chapter.
Wedge, Biggs, Aerith. So sad.
Yeah, now you know when I said that these 3 only last like an hour into the original. Because once that happens in the original, they're dead.
Barrett died?
Nah.
Wedge, Biggs, and who?
Jesse. In the original, you see them for like an hour.
And then you play with them in like the first chapter, and then you don't see the rest of the game.
Do they die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get squished.
Oh.
By the plane.
It's brutal. It's just like AOT, guys. You should play it.
Yeah.
Play AOT?
It was an AOT game, but I'm saying FF7.
There is an AOT game.
Just gets confused.
I am confused.
But, yeah. There's so many games. There's too many games I have to beat.
The FF6 Pixel Perfect Remake came out. Supposedly supposed to come out today. Came out yesterday.
Yeah.
And we bought and we play.
Yep. It's regarded as
the best. Can you guys show the gameplay?
At dinner. We can.
You wouldn't like it because it's literally turn-based. And this guy doesn't even like turn-based games. How can you not like turn-based games?
It's literally like Pokemon, except... It's real life people.
Yeah.
And
story is existed.
And there's a good story.
You guys are dicks.
His simpleton mind just can't handle a complex plot.
Oh! Here, I have a game for you. Mario & Luigi Bowser's Inside Story. It's a turn-based but action command game.
And it's about Chris Pratt as Mario.
Isn't Jack Black Bowser?
Yes.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Charlie Day is Luigi.
But I'm kind of scared because it's
elimination.
It's
gonna be terrible.
And I hate minions. I swear, if there is
dude, the sequel's coming out soon.
If there's a minion reference, if there's a Gru reference,
dude, Despicable Me 4 was confirmed.
Oh my god! Is that like a bit? Or are you serious?
No, it's real.
There's Despicable Me 1 through 3, Minions.
And then Minions 2, Rise of Gru comes out too.
That came out already.
No, it didn't.
It came out a long time ago, didn't it?
No, it didn't.
I'm pretty sure
I saw a trailer for it and it was like, coming soon.
It's either been out or it's coming out.
It's coming out.
And then Despicable Me 4, that's going to be 6 movies, dude.
Why is there a fourth one?
Dude, we need to dive deep into this Minions multiverse.
Like, Despicable Me 1 is like an okay film. But after that, I hate the Minions! They're so annoying!
The second one was good.
I liked the first one.
I've never seen the third one.
I've seen clips of the third one. It's just...
I haven't
Gru has a brother, and he has hair.
Yeah. The second one was cool.
Yeah, the second one was good.
Isn't that the one where it's like the...
They turn purple.
It's like the Libra guy.
Yeah. He's, and he has a...
I saw that in theaters 2014.
He has a hat made out of chips, and he fills it with guacamole.
Yeah.
Heart.
Oh, John, I got tuberculosis. I got TB. What's that from? I know you know.
Red Dead.
Do you know?
Is it Trailer Park? No, it's Red Dead.
I'm surprised you knew.
I remember that. I just barely remember that.
Well, you only play like a certain amount of games. It's not that hard to tell.
This is facts.
Is that a Hotline Miami quote?
No.
Was that a beard quote?
We should. This guy has beaten Hotline Miami how many times?
I don't even know.
Dude.
At one point, it was 63. That's all I can tell you.
I think you'd like Final Fantasy VI. It's like Hotline Miami, how it's top-down, 2D. It's sprite-based, except it's turn-based.
That's nothing like Hotline Miami.
Yeah, it is.
Top-down, 2D, sprite, that's it. So, well, war has begun. Oh, I was just going to jump right into the Ukraine stuff.
Yeah. Dude, I go to government today, and I was a little bit late. And as soon as I walk in the door, Butler was already talking about it. Apparently, it's getting blown out of proportion. We talked about it a few weeks ago.
Oh, it's getting blown out of proportion?
I've seen videos. It doesn't look like it's getting blown out of proportion.
Well, when we first talked about it, Butler's like, it was just like, it's basically like a border control kind of thing. It's like, yeah, they're just fighting. I don't think the U.S. will get involved. This is like 3-4 weeks ago. I've been seeing a lot of Instagram and TikTok articles about it.
I remember I was playing last night, and I looked at Instagram, and Rap posted that Putin declared war, and I was like, oh, we're fucked.
Do you guys think World War III is going to happen?
Dude, he said any country that intervenes will see consequences like no other.
Yeah.
And they have nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm. He said that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Biden's talking about intervening.
You think we're going to get drafted?
That's what everybody's saying.
They don't do that anymore.
Well, you're not 18 yet. So
you are able to be drafted if you sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not.
So I haven't yet.
We're chilling.
I think I got.
And I'm 17 still.
I got something in the mail about that a while ago. Did I sign up? No. I can't remember. I don't think I did.
Kitten actually did, and he gets the letter.
I get a letter
in a few days.
You're deployed, boy. Let's go.
It was just me and Alex on these podcasts.
I might get deployed.
I might get deported.
Deported.
Did you say deported, like Japan? You're going to get sent to Japan?
I wish.
Deported?
I'll work at Square Enix. I'll make Final Fantasy
You can't
again.
Do shit. Your work ethic is so bad.
I don't even know how to program or write a good story or do
anything. Or write dialogue that's good.
Yeah, obviously.
All I know how to do is eat hot chicken lie.
That's so true. And charge it for and the best hedgehog and tart and cook ramen.
And cook ramen.
And eat hot chicken lie.
I hate hot chicken lie. Stop!
Beard and chicken.
Okay.
You have beard and you're homosexual like chicken.
Chicken isn't gay.
Where are you getting your information?
He literally beat it 63 times.
I have beat it 63 times.
Guys, this is the funniest episode you'll ever see. Expect no more comedy from us the rest of our lives.
It's the rest funny. Of the rest of the episode.
It's funny because we're all deranged and psychotic and didn't take our fish oil.
No comedy the rest of the episode.
Listen.
Hey.
Let's get serious. I've been TikToks.
You've been what?
About the Ukraine conflict. It's scary.
I'm excited.
I did see a video today. It was either, I think it was Russia. It was a video of them. Oh, it was an Attack on Titan opening.
That's what I saw. I was like, dude, this is false.
And it was either Ukraine or Russia. They were deploying a bunch of missiles and bombs, and it was exploding. I was like, uh-oh.
I was like, this shit is fucked.
I heard they're getting bombed.
I've seen so many memes.
Ukraine.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Ukraine's not that very big. It's very small.
Somebody posted a picture of Russia, and it had just Ohio on it. It said, Ohio has taken over Russia.
It's funny.
I laugh.
Eyelash.
I lash out. Sometimes.
No, you don't.
Ah. Oh. Well, since we're talking about the news, what else is going on in the world right now?
That's all I know.
The Black Eyed Peas have disbanded 4 years ago.
What?
The Black Eyed Peas disbanded 4 years ago.
Dude, Daft Punk disbanded when?
Dude, like 2 years ago.
Oh my god.
Tame Impala's last album was 2020. Let that sink in.
Weezer had a new song a year ago.
Yeah?
I haven't listened to it.
Except we did listen
fan.
To it.
Well,
we listened to it. It was on the Summer Game Awards.
I know.
Summer
Game Awards. We finish. I was going to say, I haven't listened to it since then.
Because it wasn't that banging.
Yeah.
It wasn't
Weezer's canceled.
It wasn't like my favorite song, Pork and Beans by Weezer.
You like pork and beans.
The song.
Yeah. I like pork and beans, the food.
I like red beans and rice.
I like pork and beans unironically.
No, dude, we need copyrighted.
Sir,
I'll just turn it down.
Copyrighted?
La la la. La la la. Anyways. This guy's preying on our downfall.
Fuck you, nigga.
Dude. There it is.
Just bleep that.
Well, I'm not doing
that. Nope. None of us edit the videos.
I'll edit them.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay.
You can't
edit them on CapCut.
I don't even have CapCut. I have PixArt.
Okay, guys.
So, what is your stance on Roxas?
I think he's a dick.
I think he's a better MC than Sora.
I'm not talking about Roxas from Kingdom Hearts.
Oh.
Roxas from Berserk.
He sucks. Really? Fuck him.
The black cloak guy with a mask.
Oh, he's cool.
I thought you were talking about the cool one from Kingdom Hearts.
Shut up.
You shut up.
I'll put gum in your hair.
I know you will.
We'll rancher your windows.
You're so gay.
So guess what we're doing after this? Going to get 6x6s.
We're going to get 12x12s.
12 meat patties and 12 cheeses, please.
We should do
legs today.
We should do the 2 4x4 challenge.
Oh, God.
Where we have to see who can eat it the fastest.
Oh, no way.
No.
Put $50 on
it. Okay, I'll do it.
Dude, you know me, bro. I'd be eating the whole thing before he takes a bite.
Ooh, yeah. It'd be close to me and you.
Yeah. You don't even say her food. You just woof it.
Dude, I hate messy things. So when that burger's messy and like dripping everywhere, bro,
I gotta devour that shit.
So it doesn't
devour.
You guys follow Daily Mango updates?
I do. You know there used to be Daily Rango updates?
You said that last night.
I love this. It's so all over the place.
Yeah, I love when you guys say, I'll stay up late. And gets off early.
I did it last time. You can't say that to me.
You said you stay up?
What are you talking about?
You said you stay up till 2:30 max. But you got off at 12.
Guys, we've been playing zombies last
night. I woke up so tired. I was falling asleep in high school class.
In high school class,
I fall asleep.
I love how you have to specify high school.
Because
you were both in college.
College or high school, I do not know which one.
Andy also worked jam. Full time. Full day.
I also work jam. What did you say?
He said job.
Job.
I don't know the word job. 4 hours a day.
But jam also sounds like gym.
Let's reflect on something.
What up?
I brought this clip to Kaden the other day. Or today. Not the other day. And I was like, Kaden, do you remember that clip where we were playing, you guys were playing Minecraft, and you started talking about Penelope Scott's new song, Self Care, and how she took it from Mac Miller.
Yeah.
And you went, like, spitting, bro.
You went psychotic. That's what you went.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I clipped it.
It was so stupid. That song sucks so bad. It's not even worth, like, it's not even worthy of having.
It's even funnier because it was out of nowhere.
I mean, multiple songs have the same name as
not self-care. Not self-care.
It's sacred.
Self-care is my favorite fucking Mac Miller song.
It is.
Don't forget it. I'll quiz you next week.
I guarantee Penelope Scott is glad that Mac Miller is on the other side.
I forgot he was gone. R.I.P. Jaw.
Gone, but never forgotten.
I was listening to Jaw on the way over here.
Guys, are you guys ready for Dondo 2 with Jaw on it?
I was going to say, did you hear that leaked clip of X on Dondo 2?
Guys, why is Dondo 2 serious? Happening?
Seriously, his last album literally came out not that long ago.
It's like, he didn't even make a cool album cover. It's just black.
Yeah.
And you know what? People said it was bad.
The only song I like on that is Moon, because Kanye doesn't sing on it.
Moon's cool. And you know what? I liked Drake's album. Just kidding, I liked one song off of it. Champagne Poetry was the only good song on it.
No,
Champagne Poppy.
I'm too sexy for this world. I'm too sexy for your girl.
Oh. Kawhi Leonard's in that one.
He's a rapper?
No, he's just like dancing in it.
Oh.
In the music video?
I think he is.
He's just dancing in the album cover.
Ah, oh, pregnant emoji.
The Gmod dance.
I always wanted Gmod growing up.
Me too. I wanted friends.
growing up.
I wanted Team Fortress 2
growing up. I got Team Fortress 2 growing up. I want Team Fortress 2 grown up, now that I am grown up.
Yeah. For real, I've watched Phanos Gaming's Gmod videos as a wee little lad.
I sent you a TikTok about Phanos.
I haven't been on TikTok today.
Dick. This guy's dick.
Actually, lie. I've been on it since high school class A.
Class A?
Yes. I forget you guys have school tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then I'm going to up north.
And then I'm going to off myself.
We'll not be seeing Alex on the next episode.
I have that exact same charger.
Yeah, I know it's in your car. I saw it. I was going to make a remark when we got Popeyes, but...
Oh. Yeah, that's cool.
Popeyes.
We should go to Popeyes instead of In-N-Out.
No, because they'll be closed.
You're right.
And I'm Popeyes out right now.
What? You had Popeyes yesterday.
No.
Do you have Popeyes today?
No.
You had Popeyes 2 days ago.
I'm forcing myself not to eat so I can eat big at dinner. The only thing I've had to eat is water, soda, and 2 oatmeal cream pies.
Let's go to Popeyes.
This guy had a 3x3 last time. And didn't finish it. Can you imagine?
Okay, well,
now he's getting a 4x4.
To be fair, I had stuff earlier, so I was already a little full.
I can't believe you have to starve yourself and fast all day just to eat a 3x3.
Fact.
No, it's gonna be a 4x4 this time.
It's just one extra meat patty.
So the blend of the cheese and the spices and the meat is just
amazing. And the whole grilled onions.
You guys should get that. It's good.
I will.
I'm gonna.
Should I show?
No.
Should I?
Don't.
Should I?
No, because then I have to edit it out, and it's not going to happen.
Why would you? Exactly.
Besides, people we know watch these.
Like who?
Caden Giles, his cousin.
Oh, I remember Caden Giles.
He subscribed.
Is that the only one?
Natalia watched our most recent one that we uploaded a day ago.
She watched the whole thing?
Well, she got through it and told me about it.
So the whole thing?
Maybe.
I don't know if she's gonna hold it.
Well, fake fan. If you're watching this, Natalia, fuck you!
Yeah! Natalia, do you even like Caden? Say no.
Do you actually feel like Caden?
Imagine she said.
Check how long it is. Check how long it is.
I'm trying. 27 minutes strong.
Okay, we'll keep going.
I gotta do this again. I'm halfway done.
We haven't really talked about anything of meaning, but it's okay.
Yes, we have.
Ukraine!
Guys, I'm scared.
Ukraine in the membrane.
Got him.
It's been a day.
It's been
so long.
We got it. It's been so long. That scared me.
That music video?
No, that noise.
But for facts, though, like, I really don't keep up on what's going on with the world. Is that a bad thing? Because I feel like you guys keep on what's going on in the world.
Not really.
Whatever pops up on my feed, that's all I see.
Yeah, that's true. I don't follow, like, ABC News or...
bro.
I don't see.
Apple will be updating me and be like,
the only time...
look at this child who dropped his ice cream on the tracks of a train.
That's
like,
chased after it and became raw chicken. We should run the gauntlet.
You guys should run the gauntlet.
You guys should run the gauntlet.
Should we run it now?
No.
Okay. Why?
Why would...
that's content.
This guy watched the gauntlet.
The other day.
By himself. Just randomly.
It's not that bad until you get to two
shoes. Let's do it. Let's run the gauntlet.
It'll be so boring.
Literally.
Because they can't see what we're looking at.
Unless
and they don't even know what the gauntlet is.
Unless you put it on the screen.
No! Because you...
just have a big blur bar.
Blur the whole thing? Just put it up there and blur it all?
Anyways, any new viewers who don't know what Run the Gauntlet is, should we tell them what it is?
Any new viewers?
How about we make that a separate video on its own?
You want to do that as a separate... we can do that as a separate
video. Guys, we're going to run a gauntlet of series of a scary...
hopefully it goes on videos. Further.
What'd you say?
I wonder if they've updated it to make it go longer.
What'd you say?
Because how many levels is it? Like 25? 20.
What'd you say?
I like big swords.
Huh?
this guy got platinum trophy on
Lego. Oh, guys, I got a platinum trophy, my first one, on my favorite Lego game, Lego Marvel Impiths.
Who?
Superheroes.
What did you hear?
Superheroes.
Okay.
I heard piss.
I heard empaths.
I heard something that wasn't Lego Marvel Superheroes.
You said Lego Marvel Superheroes?
That's what I thought you said.
In your own head, maybe. Not out loud.
I said it! I said it!
Guys, look what you're making him do. He's lashing out because of the camera. He's not like this off camera. I swear.
Guys, have you heard the story of Travis the Chimp?
Oh.
A long time ago when we talked about it in the party.
You know Travis the Chimp drove cars before?
You've done your research?
No, I saw a video on it, and he told me more about Travis.
Isn't that the chimp that ripped off that lady's face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what, he had Adderall or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Did he drive the car before that incident or after?
He was a very smart chimp. Tramp?
Very smart tramp.
Yeah. But, yeah.
It's a very smart trans chimp.
Chimp was wilding off that Adderall.
And he's like, ooh, ah, ah, arr.
Let me face pizza.
and then Cobb was like, gah, 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 gah. And Travis was like, oh.
Travis was like, Tarvis?
Tarvis the chimp.
Did you guys attend the Tarvis Scotch concert in 2020? I did.
The one on Fortnite.
A total of three times.
Three times.
I did it twice.
It was fun.
I remember we saw the season 3 map in Astro Jack's head.
We thought
Scott was going to bring back the old map.
Everyone did.
And then first time we watched it, we all landed back on the normal island, and we were like, damn it!
Little did we know.
We were wrong. We miscalculated. Yeah, if you watched the first episode, you would know that's too quiet to hear from here. There were some points of the podcast where I couldn't hear us.
Yeah, Caden.
Yeah.
What podcast?
The last episode.
What are you talking about?
We need to get mics.
Yeah, and hook them up to my phone somehow.
We're not that official yet.
We can be official if we want.
I heard us fine in the last podcast.
There was like some parts where like it got quiet.
I think you're just deaf.
Just make sure you speak up.
What I said when I whispered is miscalculated. I honestly can't even remember why I said that. That was literally less than 30 seconds ago.
What does Norman Osborn say?
Back to formula.
Back to formula. He was on that.
Dude. Back to formula.
Then that's how he jumps off.
Please, God.
Remember when he drinks the bottle? He's like... And he smashed that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, boom!
That was before anything bad happened to him. He just smashed it for no reason.
He's just like, the adrenaline rushed. Oh, damn.
He drinks it like this.
I know, he's like,
you know how much I sacrificed!
Norman's on sabbatical, honey.
No, you can't.
Was it you? Or was it Kane that I looked up sabbatical with? That's right. Paid vacation.
Paid
leave.
Leave.
Hey guys, it's me, Quentin. I saw Caden on the way out. I thought I'd make it. Hey.
What's up, Quentin?
Hey, everyone.
I go by Cloud these days.
Freddy Fazbear here.
Har har. Har har.
Why don't you
do it? Why don't you just sing for the camera? Why don't you see if it's a recording now?
Motivation.
Motivation!
Illumination!
Right, guys? Was that one funny?
The hell up. I'm not getting on tonight or tomorrow.
Guess who's staying up super late tonight?
You say that. You said that last night.
Yeah, well, I'm super tired.
So sing your song for me.
You're super tired right now, and you're going to stay up late?
I've been tired since I woke up.
I've been tired for 18 years.
I'm literally 18 years old.
So am I.
How old are you?
Okay, sing for us, Freddy.
Sing for us. Freddy.
That was perfect.
Dude, you laugh like a Tuscan Raider sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, here we go.
You just look like a retard.
Speaking of Tuscan Raiders, help me. So they were all saying when Anakin came at him,
I killed the women and the children too. Chewie.
Yeah, you sound like Chewie.
POV, this is Chewie getting pegged. That's Tusken Raider.
Tusken Raider getting pegged.
Oh, I can only imagine the pleasure.
Hey, your legs are melting. Like,
dude, that looks so uncomfortable.
Break your legs. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Put that in the studio. Million views. Guarantee. Guarantee.
You know it's a good acapella?
Sega. Sega.
That was song
3. 1, 2, 3.
Sega. Where were you?
Yo, what the?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Sega.
Saturn. Nice.
Saturn.
We should keep doing this stuff.
Okay.
Sega.
What are we doing next? Sega again?
Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Like Filthy Frank?
I thought you meant like, oh, yeah, like the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah, I thought you meant Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
A touching reunion on 3.
No, on 3, the rumbling.
1, 2,
wait, do we say the rumbling?
The rumbling.
Do we make the sound effect of the rumbling?
I was just going to go,
the song?
Rumbling!
Like that.
Oh, I thought we were going to make like the sound effect. Like in
what's
the show?
Sound effect?
It's like, the walls crack. I can't say it because spoilers.
You just spoiled it. The hey, wall. By the way, Ryan.
Ryan?
I bought Ryan, I mean, the Armored Titan in Cold War. I mean, in Guard.
You're a dick. You just spoiled it.
He's gonna forget, dude. I really did it yesterday and he forgot.
He forgot.
I didn't forget. I told you.
Yeah, well, you know what's the problem with this guy? He gets mad at us for spoiling things that we've been telling him to watch for the last year and he won't.
I've been trying to watch Attack on Titan for the last
year.
Dude, like 3 years.
He just keeps rewatching the same shitty shows.
Like what?
Breaking Bad.
No.
Trailer Park Boys. You saw that one twice.
Shut up.
And Death Note. And what was the other one?
Oh, Mob Psycho.
Initial D.
And he started rereading Berserk. Like, he just likes to redo stuff.
Started
rereading
Chainsaw Man.
In color. He just likes to redo stuff instead of experience new things.
Yeah.
Shut up, guys.
Shut the fuck up. I'm out. Here, Phoenix down.
Guys, I'm alive.
Guys, I got Phoenix up.
Yeah, we were playing zombies last night, and I was sitting there. We were camping on Gorod on the Dragon Command, and I was like, Alex, do me a favor. Protect me. Add the chip. And like, I went,
I'll try my damnedest, my friend.
I had poop bad. I come back. We're on the you've gained this much stuff screen.
What was bad about that is I went down. So while trying to protect you, he had a spin for Phoenix up for me, and he just picked me up.
And no, then, you died.
No,
you respond the next round.
I went down, I lost my Perkaholic, and then I was trying to like survive with no perks. Mm-hmm. Then I went down trying to get the egg, or I was over there trying to pack a bunch or something, and then I went down.
And then it was just me and you.
Actually, no, you went down before me, and then I had no perks. Mm-hmm. I got the specialist weapon, and I was trying to make it my way, and I burned to a crisp.
Yeah, so we're not playing Black Ops 3 again, because I don't have Perkaholic, and it's not fun enough.
Oh, we were playing Gorod Proby.
The best map.
The
debatable
fifth best map, actually.
You think 4 maps are better than Gorod?
Origins.
Okay.
5.
Oh!
He's serious, too! Classified. I know he is!
Classified is better than Vi.
What?
Classified is bad!
No, it's not!
Both of them are bad! They're not good maps.
We have very, very differing opinions on the map.
Okay. Yeah. Zombies discussion time.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, five best map. You're Go! It goes Origins, five, Die Rise.
Okay.
He's just now we know he's trolling.
No, I'm being serious about five. I think it goes Origins.
Dude, there are so many
better Mob of the Dead.
Okay. Blood of the Dead.
No.
Blood is bad. It's a bad remake.
Transit.
Say psych.
I'm kidding.
If they got rid of the Fog and Denizens, it's a good
match. Okay, so it goes Origins, Mob of the Dead, Kino.
Wait, is this 5-1 or 1-5?
1-5. So best to worst.
We should go from worst to best.
Well, I've already got this list made out going best to worst.
Well, just flip it in your head and save it. And we can...
I mean, guys, I'm going to flip it. Okay.
Okay, I have to think for a second.
Oh, we're done.
Fuck you. Okay, hold on. I have to think too, though.
Okay, Origins.
Don't say it!
I'm still thinking. It goes Origins.
Don't say it!
Mob of the Dead. Keynote or Toten.
So the five's gone.
Five.
Oh, you're doing it. Okay.
Okay,
you just said Origins was the worst.
What?
You're counting down now.
Oh, well, I'm counting up.
But then you had 5-2, and then you... No, you had 5-3, and then you moved it with the keynote.
Just shut up, Joe. I'm trying to think.
This is a podcast. I can't stop talking. It'd be so boring.
Yeah. So think harder. So it goes Origins, Mob of the Dead.
Sensei Bow is number one.
Kino.
Kino's good.
5.
Can't believe you said 5.
And then Gorog.
Oh.
Can't believe you said 5.
Okay, I have a somewhat list. Origins is number one as well. Mm-hmm. Then I'll say Gorod's 2 for me. Then Dereisendrack.
I have to live.
Oh, I forgot about Dereisendrack.
And then...
Forget 5, Dereisendrack takes the spot.
I think I'll slide Kino in there. And then 5? Not 5 the map, number 5.
Oh, I was gonna start talking about 5.
Shinonuma.
I love the song on that one.
Really good. You don't like Shinonuma?
Why?
Dude, it's just slow walking the game. The swamps are horrible.
Nobody walks in the swamps.
Just don't walk in the swamp.
Yeah, nerd.
It's not a good map, though.
I like
that. The only good World of War map is Verrukt.
Isn't the Easter egg song?
Verrukt over Dereese?
Say psych.
No, I'm talking about, like, the first World of...
Yeah. Dereese was in World of War.
Okay, I'm just talking about Nacht, Shinonuma, and Verrukt. I think Verrukt is...
Dereese was literally the last...
Verrukt is not
I'm
fun.
Not saying Dereese.
Why? That's a World of War map.
So Verrukt is not fun.
Verrukt sucks compared to Dereese.
And Shinonuma. Yeah,
but Verrukt is better than Shinonuma.
No.
If I were to rank the World of War maps, Shinonuma's at the bottom.
What? Worse than Nacht?
Then it's Nacht, Verrukt, Dereese.
So there's the four maps.
I like Verrukt because you split up from your team and it's tight to corridor. I like that about it because it's hard. And you have to like...
It's so hard that it's not fun.
Verrukt is, way too hard.
You never get high rounds on it.
I think it's fun.
The Easter egg song's good, but that's it. That's the only redeeming factor.
And you can flush the toilet.
The STG-44 is on that wall, too.
That's a good one. Don't forget, it has the Winter's Fury, the Winter's Howl in BO1.
That's weird.
When it sucked so bad.
Sucks in every
game. It also has a Wonder Wall.
Everything has the Wonder Wall.
Go hard.
No.
Well, everything in BO1 behind it has the Wonder Wall.
You already said your top 5?
Yeah, it was a rough draft, but it was there.
Okay. Number 5. Revelations. What? 4.
You're only saying that because you got random 100 on Revelations.
Yeah.
Revelations is just a fun map.
If anything, I thought you'd hate that one because you spent so much time on it.
No, I like Revelations.
I hate it because of the Easter egg and how many times we failed it.
It's a map.
It's a fun map to play with friends and it's like nostalgic.
Yeah, it's a good map.
Yeah, well, Ryan ruined it, so.
Revelations. Moon.
Whoa! Whoa, really? You like Moon?
Moon's a good map.
I like Moon. I don't think it's number
four. I think it's top 10.
It's, yeah, top 10. I don't think it's top 4.
Origins.
Actually, do I think it's top 4? Moon's really... Okay, Moon's number 6, easy.
Yeah, it's in top 10.
Yeah.
Moon. Origins at 3. The Rise of Draka at 2. Gorai at 1.
Mob of the Dead's not even in there?
No.
What? Why? Have you played the original Mob?
Yeah. It's cool. I just could never really get into it.
I was so into it, dude.
Like, the setting is cool.
So into it.
I like Weasel. I like how he's, like, very integral to the plot.
Mm-hmm. My most fond memories of Mob was with Ryan, because whenever I played it, it was at Ryan's house, and we'd always do these dragon stuff together. Like, get the plane and get pack a punch. It was fun.
My top five is purely based on hours played and fun and enjoyment with you guys, and also solo. Like, I never... Like, I played Mob, but, like...
That's fair. That's why Mob wasn't in my top five, because I've barely played it, too.
I loved it. What's your favorite pack-a-punches?
Like, pack-a-punch camo?
No, like...
Like, from different games? Yeah,
like in Revelations, you have to get eaten by the monster. In Mob, you have to take the plane across.
Ways to get to pack-a-punch? Punch.
Yeah. I think my favorite's easily Shangri-La.
Stepping on the four plates?
I don't even remember.
You have to step on those plates.
How do you get it solo?
It's a...
The other three are down. You just have to step on one. It depends on how many people are in your game. I don't like that one because it's timed.
Yeah, no. I was kidding. I don't like that one.
You know what the best Easter egg, though, is arguably?
Revelations. Shangri-La. You hate Shangri-La.
Yeah. It's the hardest Easter egg ever. It's horrible.
Didn't you have to do it with randoms online?
You just said, you know what is the best Easter egg? And then you
I
said
was
Shangri-La.
Being sarcastic. Oh.
You played with randoms online, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, God, dude.
I played it with my online friends back in the day. My zombie squad I had. We had to keep, like, if you mess up one of the steps, you have to restart. And we'd restart and restart. One of the steps is you have
to... The napalm zombie step?
There's this leaking gas pipe. And you have to bring the napalm zombie through the tunnel. But you can't get too close to him, otherwise he blows up. Mm-hmm. But if you're too far away from him, he leaves. And he despawns. So you have to keep the
perfect distance
from him, lead him through this tunnel while other zombies are shooting at you.
Shooting at you?
Or attacking you.
Dude, zombies shoot at you in Vanguard. Don't play it.
Do they? They do?
There's like a big mangler guy, and he has a minigun on his hand. He's like Barrett, but a zombie.
Zombies shoot at you in Resident Evil.
That's not zombies. Yeah, it is.
It's a zombie game.
Resident Evil sucks. The first one.
Resident Evil 2 is good.
I thought you meant Resident Evil the franchise. I was gonna go Ichigo on
Resident...
Bankai style. Oh, but Bankai style.
Oh, but Bankai style. Bankai. But my favorite crew is your favorite crew?
Yeah. Mob. Billy, Sam. Ooh, what's that old one's name?
Over the OG Primus crew or Ultimus crew?
What's the old guy's name? DeLuca?
Okay, Primus or Ultimus?
Primus.
Yeah, Primus. Say Primus.
Do you really like Ultimus more?
You guys like the younger versions more?
Yeah.
What?
Ultimus is the older ones.
Oh, I thought Ultimus was...
No, Primus is the younger ones.
Oh, yeah, Ultimus.
I'd probably say Ultimus, too.
Isn't Ultimus, like, the original, like, Black Ops 1 characters?
It's them when they're older. So, yes, it's like...
Yeah, so but Ultimus... Primus Q's crew has better maps. That's why I like them.
I like the old maps.
Yeah, Ultimus, Black Ops 1 maps, some of them are really hit or miss.
Like what?
Shangri-La.
Five?
Ascension.
Five?
Five! You play as JFK in that one, so it's cool.
Okay, that's the best
so
crew.
Good.
Five's crew's best crew.
What? Don't you guys like about Five?
Okay, let's start. Small-ass map.
Okay,
Pentagon.
You can't talk because you like Barat.
Okay, but it's a fun small map.
Five is so much cooler than Barat, dude.
Five is better than Barat.
Five has Nova Crawlers. Those suck.
Moon has Nova Crawlers that are even worse than the ones in Five.
Yeah, those are jumpers. Right?
Yeah.
Jumpers are... No, jumpers are
from Skyrise.
They're teleporters.
They're teleporters. Jumpers or Die Rise?
Jumpers. Besides, Moon is more open, and you have, like, the big dome.
Biodome,
yeah. And outside, where it's anti-gravity, so you can get away from them.
And wave guns.
It's, like, you can't vault over the
staircase. Yeah, but there's teleporters and stuff.
Yeah, but you just... The corridors are so tight, and just... It sucks. So,
yeah, you can't use that, though, because
Yeah, you like Varrugt.
You can't use the tight corridors.
Okay. But I like Varrugt.
I don't care. I like Five.
Yeah. Five does not...
You didn't even name one of the worst things about it, though. Pentagon Thief.
Pentagon Thief.
I did, though.
You did not. You did not,
you say, did the not say the Pentagon Thief.
I literally said...
No, guys, did not. Clip did happen.
I did say it.
You did not say the Pentagon Thief.
We will see when this gets uploaded.
Objection!
You guys are going to look real stupid.
Get it, yeah. Let's put a save Phoenix right.
I said the map. I said Pentagon Thief. I said Nova Crawlers. I said those three
things. You said tight corridors.
Mm-hmm.
Map. And
you said smallest map, tight corridors, Nova Crawlers.
Yeah, that's what you said. You never said Pentagon.
Never once said Pentagon.
I did!
Nope. Okay, Yuri's name was not spoken.
It was.
It wasn't.
It was. It was.
No, it wasn't.
No, it fucking wasn't. I had it. We should go...
In and out? Yeah.
No, I was going to say we should say what the... We should rank the maps by game. Easily the worst BO2 map is Die Rise.
I never even played... I've never played Die Rise once.
It's horrible.
Transit might be the worst.
No. Die Rise is so much bad.
I bought
worse.
Black Ops 2.
You can literally fall to your death in Die Rise.
I bought Black Ops 2 in 2018 when I was in Georgia because I had a PS3.
Ooh.
And I had the decision to make buy Mob of the Dead DLC or Buried DLC. And I had never played Buried, so I bought Buried. And I regret it.
Buried's a good map.
It is good, but I wish I got Mob of the Dead.
I want them to come out with Zombie Chronicles 2.
What would they put on it? Die Rise?
It's just the Black Ops 2 maps. Like, literally, yeah. That's all that's left.
Call of the Dead.
There's already Call of the Dead.
Tag is suck, though.
Tag's not bad.
No, it's not. What is Tag again?
Are you serious?
Isn't that Call of the Dead map?
Yes.
You said you liked that map. We were playing, and you're like, this map's not even that bad.
It's okay.
I got us to Golden Pack-a-Punch. Remember that?
You just like bitching.
Oh, coming from you.
You guys are the same.
This, you should hear him.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, this is his last episode anyway. So
yeah, I hate coming here.
Well, we hate having you.
Oh, good.
The truth comes out. My friends are fake. episode...
We should have just put her as a guest.
Episode 9. I hate Alex and everything about him.
Episode 10. Alex is back.
I'm still just going to name this one We Hate Sam.
Why?
Don't name it. I'm not kidding. Name it.
I was just saying we hate each other.
Name it Zombies.
Name it just...
Episode 9, Zombies.
Name it Putin Started Zombies.
It's not funny.
I know.
Guys, don't give him a laugh.
Ukraine is knocked.
Knocked? How?
Dude, Ukraine is... Okay, wait. I have something to say about Ukraine. There's fighting going on over the Chernobyl area. And I was like, Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm.
You played that one, right?
MW so many
COD
times.
COD 4?
I have.
Have you?
I played COD 4.
The original campaign?
Have you beat the campaign?
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking about the new campaign.
Have you beat it?
Yeah. A long ass time ago. 2017, whenever it came with Infinite Warfare.
President.
How does it end?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember fucking Call of Duty campaign endings.
I don't remember either.
I remember.
It's,
you're on the bridge. The one-armed guy shoots Gaz in the face.
Price!
Oh, this is right after you get chased by those helicopters?
He gets slid a gun and then
he slides you the gun.
Oh, I see
that.
And
boom, shoot his bodyguard. Boom, shoot his other bodyguard. And he turns around. Boom! Shoot him in the face.
It's pretty lit.
Yeah, I remember.
The most memorable campaign for me is Black Ops 1, though.
Ghost?
I tried playing that one. It's so boring.
Yeah, I have Ghost.
I bought Ghost.
Yeah, I did too. It was 4 gigabytes, and I had a 5 gigabyte Xbox, so we had to go buy a
external hard drive.
Yeah,
five gigabyte Xbox.
Yes,
that does not meet today's standards by anything.
Yeah, because it was an Xbox
360.
Yes,
you have Uno.
No, I don't. I have the oldest Xbox known to man.
You have Uno, you fucking dick.
You have Uno, motherfucker.
Oh, sorry. If any kids are watching this, it's not for you. We swear, we cuss.
Don't worry. Whenever I post the videos, I say it's not for kids.
We get racist.
We talk about zombies. Yeah, so scary.
Zombies are scary. You guys ever played Resident Evil 1? That game is so scary, I've never beaten it.
It's only scary because the controllers are so bad.
And the camera sucks.
Question of the day. What is your guys' favorite Treyarch zombies map? I'd love to know.
Nobody's going to say anything. Because nobody's going to make it this far.
Some people comment.
I looked at our how far somebody's gotten to our video recently. It took 12 minutes.
How do we make that?
Because I enjoy them.
How can you check where people watch in your video?
YouTube Studio app.
Oh. So people don't even watch the full thing?
Well, some people do.
Not Natalia.
Yeah, not Natalia, though.
Clearly. She doesn't care about me. Or like,
Yeah, it's time we tell you the truth.
We've all been a figment of your imagination, kid.
Yeah, what if you just, like, you stopped dreaming and you were just sitting in, like, an empty, torn, war-torn room and, like, you were the only one that survived what happened?
Do you guys ever have dreams so good that when you wake up, you're like, God, it feels so real, and you wake up like, God damn,
You just go into a depressive state for the next, like, yeah, 2 months.
I had a dream like that with, I had a ton of Transformers action figures, and I woke up and they weren't with me.
You got sad over that?
I was in, like, sixth grade.
Oh. I thought that was recent. I was like,
what about his dream about his girlfriend being somebody?
Costco?
Yeah.
Yeah, retarded Costco?
No! God, not retarded Costco.
I don't know, man.
Are you a predator if you go after retarded Costco?
Dude, yes! She's got, like, the mind of a child.
She's got, like, the mind of, like...
Well...
Nothing.
The real Costco's seeing it through, like, a fisheye lens, though. So not really.
Yeah, but she can't do anything about it.
Yeah, that's, like, kind of rape.
Like, yeah.
Well, as long as she can nod her head.
Coincidentally,
you don't reveal things about yourself. This is going on YouTube.
Reveal what? The world knows me for who I really am.
Sad.
Somebody I'm sad to be friends with.
I wonder sometimes if we're really friends. If you guys really like me.
I'm kidding.
They question me sometimes. I question them sometimes.
I'm kidding.
You're so cold.
Yeah, look at your skin. It's so fair.
So fair.
Fair? Fair enough. Fair skin you have.
Thanks.
Let's see. Fair skin you have. Fair skin you have.
We're at 58 minutes. So if it's a little bit longer, we'll cut it off because we don't want to make it too long.
We don't want to make it 2 hours like last time.
Oh. Yeah.
Guys, let's talk about Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Because I don't have much to say about Hawaii. What about Hawaii?
I remember last time he was like, we were going through the months, and he said he went to Hawaii. Oh,
yay!
He's like, we'll save it for another episode. He's like, that's a whole episode long. Like,
it's not a whole episode, because I recast today, and I was like, I cannot push this to a whole episode.
Well, good thing we only got a couple more minutes.
So we're just going to say a few things. So Hawaii was cool. It was the first time I ever flew over the ocean.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, and also it was
flying
like...
Flying is boring?
Well, first of all, let's over think about ocean. This. Let's think about this. It was like... Our flight left Vegas at, like, 1 a.m.
Oh.
So, I got on that flight, and I got sat between my sister and a big-ass black dude right here. And I had to sleep on that plane, and they gave us blankets and stuff, because it was, like, it was a six-hour flight.
Decent.
But I fell asleep for most of it. It wasn't that bad.
Did you take edibles and time travel?
Misfits. Anyways, got there, and dude, okay, so the Hawaii airport is really weird in that it's, like, mostly outdoor. Like, not like you're walking on, like, the tarmac and stuff, but, like, it's like a normal airport, but it's open. And so when you're walking through,
yeah, it does rain.
I'll bring that up to you.
I was gonna say, just all the equipment just gets rained on. And
well, it doesn't like open where like security is and like where you check bags and stuff. But, like when you're walking down hallways, yeah, it's like open. You can like breathe the real air and stuff. So we got there.
Pretty sure people can breathe real air all the time.
I was sleeping.
I've been breathing that oxygen right now.
You do. Air is not really. It's like 20% oxygen.
I need to get that 100%. That real shit.
They fuck you up.
I had just woken up from like a 6-hour nap/sleep, and so I was really disoriented walking through the airport. It was really weird. And we got out, and we got our rental car, and we just, you know, got to our hotel, and it's a very pretty place, being the tropical island that it is.
It is one of those.
And let's fast forward a bit. We explored the Pearl Harbor area.
I guess when I said
I got to go on the USS Missouri and explore the insides and outsides of it. It was pretty cool. And I got to see a submarine and I wanted to go inside, but they said no.
I've been on one of those big Navy ships.
Big battleships?
Yeah.
I have two.
When I went to San Diego a few years ago, it's pretty neat.
I went in San Diego too.
It's like so claustrophobic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. So we went to the beach like on our second day when we were there, and you know, you go to the beach, you're like there for an hour or two, and you're good to go, right?
What do you mean? I spent like the entire day at the beach.
Well, that's the problem with you people.
You people?
What is that supposed to mean?
My mom's like that.
Okay.
So we go there. I don't want to be there all day.
Why? Just hang out on the sand.
That's my problem as
just
well.
Just sleep on the sand and get toasted.
We go there.
Yeah.
While I was there, Pokemon Go Fest went on, and it was, like, cheaper this year, so that people would buy it, and it was fun. Really fun. It was, like, 4 days.
Stop acting like you know everything!
And then,
I'm just giving the audience reactions to what you're saying.
People. So we're at the beach, and my mom is like, I keep going, like, oh, we're gonna leave soon. And she's like, no. It was actually really cool, though, because we had snorkels.
Oh, that's nice.
And we got to look inside the water. I saw a school of fish.
Was the water warm?
Like, it wasn't cold. It was, like, summer, so it wasn't cold, but it's not
so warm.
I got to see... I saw a school of fish. Like, mm-hmm. You know how you see those in the aquarium and stuff. But, like, it was, like, right there in front of me. It was really cool.
Like,
and I saw
learning?
Some other fish. This guy does not get out enough.
Like in Finding Nemo when they go to school?
Mm-hmm. So... most of the time when I was snorkeling, you know, I was sitting on my stomach and my back's just there for the sun to smack my kidneys
That's
in.
True.
And so we're there for like 8 hours. And I go home and everything's fine. Next day, everything's fine. And I'm laying in bed that night listening to a podcast and I start getting a little itchy. And you know, when you get itchy, it's like, oh, it's going away. Like that's how you know like your body's healing and it's going away.
What?
When your like sunburn gets itchy, like that's your body's, it's working its magic.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's what it is. I took 2 years of medical classes.
Okay.
Well, I was wrong. Because I contracted this thing called Hell's Itch, and basically it's where the sunburn is like just deep enough to fuck with your nerve endings, and so they're constantly going off, and it's so itchy. It ruined Hawaii for me. The whole trip, I was itchy as shit. Like, I had just fell into an anthill and got bitten all over the place.
Oh, dude, all on your back?
Yeah. And it's, like, places you can't reach. And if you're not supposed to itch it, too, because it just worsens it.
Mm-hmm. But it feels so bad you have to itch.
A remedy, which was, like, warm showers. It would go away for just a little bit. That was the only piece I ever
could
had.
Could put, like, lotion on it or anything?
Oh, we tried.
I was gonna say, is there no ointment?
We put
for that?
A ton of we put ointment on it, and it would like fix it for a little bit, and then it would just come back. And like the last day I was here, it had just gone away.
Damn. Lucky you weren't with us, being like, oh my back,
yeah, my back, oh my back. It was the worst itch I've ever had. I have pictures of me with the burn. We did go. Oh, we went on this boat, a caravan. I don't remember. We went on this big boat and we went swimming with dolphins. It was really cool.
Is that why you were itchy?
No, not dolphins. Sea turtles.
Oh, I went swimming with dolphins in Mexico.
We got on a big boat. They took us out of this area. And then we got, like, our life vests on, and we got our snorkels and stuff, and we got in the water. And I have this sister that, like, fears the water for sharks so much it pisses me off. Who? Andy, the one that doesn't hang out with us.
Yeah, I don't. Andy.
Yeah, she exists, but she was on that trip, and she doesn't like the water, so she, like, just didn't get in all the whole time, and it was just so cringe. But I got in, and I got to see a bunch of sea turtles, and it was so lit. So lit. That's sick.
Dude, and it's literally called Hell's Itch.
Yeah, that's how you know it's bad.
Satan fucked up. Satan put it on him himself.
The rain thing I wanted to bring up to you real fast was Hawaii is weird in that it rains on and off all day. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's supposed to be sunny all day, it'll start sprinkling, it'll stop. It'll sprinkle and stop. It'll sprinkle and stop. Oh, okay. It'll come down hard, it'll stop. Mm-hmm. And, like, another weird thing that I've heard from somebody that used to live there was that he experienced this moment where it rained on only half of his house.
That is, like, that's weird.
So, yeah.
Is it documented? Over there.
That is so bizarre. Oh, my God. That's weird. Shut the fuck up. That's weird.
This guy doesn't get out. This guy doesn't get out. He doesn't know the world.
That is weird. Well, that's just a little perplexing. That's a little curious, isn't it?
But yeah, I dealt with Hell's Itch.
You're a dick!
Oh, why I brought up the caravan was because I got...
What? You brought what?
It's not what I brought, it's what I forgot to bring, which was a swimsuit. But it wasn't my fault because my mom told me to get my swimsuit out. I got it out for her and she never packed it. So I had to buy...
Silly mother.
I had to buy a swimsuit at like one of those... What are those
things called? I ruined a pair of swimsuit once at a young age. I pooped in them.
In the pool? How?
Dude, this is like 2011 or something. And me and my family, we go down to California. I think we go to Legoland and SeaWorld. And this hotel we're staying at...
The hotel pool?
Has like this big pool, right? And I didn't want to get out, and I just went in my pants, and then I still had to go later, so, like, I had my dad or my mom bring me up to the hotel room, and take it down, and they see it, like, get it, oh my, and then I pooped again in the toilet, and it was so big and bad that the plunger we had at the hotel room didn't work, and we had to get, like, room service to come in, and,
Dude, you said that was 2011, that's, like, 11 years ago. How old were you?
Or, like...
You had to poop so bad?
I was like...
You were that little and you had to poop that big? You had to get room service to come up? Like, why would you poop in the pool?
I don't know. I couldn't help it. It was just coming out. I didn't have the reflexes
you built were, up. Dude, you weren't a baby. You were like 7 years old.
Or, I think I was maybe 10, so maybe it was a few years
old. 10?
That's even worse, dude! I don't remember, okay? All I remember is I pooped my underwear. Or my swimsuit.
God, why does that surprise me? Why?
You should say, that doesn't surprise me.
I know. I'm surprised that I'm surprised.
Yeah. Let's just say I got a big lecture from my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
10 years old, pooping in the pool, because you don't have the reflexes to get out and go to the toilet.
You're so fat, you had to clog the toilet.
You just told us you weren't potty trained at 10.
No. It's just, I was having too much fun. Splash, just splash.
Splashing shit in your sister's
you, like,
faces.
On the spectrum?
What? Spectrum?
Yeah.
What's that?
The autism spectrum?
No.
Splash, splash.
Splash, splash. I do tend to get a little quirky at night.
He's gotta be, like, you gotta have Asperger's or something, man. Exactly.
Asperger? What is that?
It's headcanon. He has Asperger's. Yeah. It's a little headcanon for you.
Why is hardcore. It, what is that? And why is it called that? Is it like related to me and burgers?
No. Don't worry about it.
Yep. Anyways, I was going to tell a story. We got him shitting in pools. I had to buy a swimsuit from a swap meet. That's what it's called. Mm. That they had there.
Caravan?
Swap meet.
Yeah. And on that boat, that swimsuit made me chafe so hard. It was pain all the way through. And then I had these sandals that had more pain, more chafing. And so I had hell's itch, and I chafed where my balls were. And on my heels.
That's why you just wear, like, spandex underwear.
I learned to wear underwear with swimsuits from that day on.
You didn't wear underwear with... No wonder you got
shaved, never do. Man. I've always done that.
Yeah, yeah, I have, too.
It's like a normal thing you do.
You guys are weird.
No, it's weird.
We're the ones that didn't get shaved.
Because if, like, your underwear falls down in the pool or whatever, you're just exposed. Like, you always wear underwear on.
Why are you wearing swimsuits that are loose enough on you that'll fall down in the pool?
Well, it happens sometimes.
Yeah, it's possible.
I always wear swimsuits that are like corsets on my thighs.
Yeah, I know. Clearly.
Corsets on my thighs.
Oh, but I gotta say, when I was there, I had some good-ass seafood. We went to this one pizza place.
Did you get
What? Did you get sunburned?
That was loud.
Recently?
Yeah. No, your face is... It's like red. Red right here, but white under your eyes.
It's hot. I have raccoon eyes.
What's that mean?
Like, you know how they have, like, the spots on their eyes? Uh-huh. I have that, where, like, I always just... These parts of my eyes,
my sister,
spots.
My sister has that. Do I have that?
I can't see that. I couldn't tell right now. I don't know.
They're complaining about the goddamn hot room.
Anyways. It's fine. It's not that hot.
Yeah, I was saying, I'm fine. I turned on the fan in preparation.
Yeah. You usually have the fan off. Mine's on high all the time.
Yeah, dude, you like have your window open and it's on high and you're like, well, I gotta put some sweats on, it's so cold in here.
Yeah.
When I'm by myself in here, it's the temperature up here is already like at 67 degrees.
There's three dudes in here.
Yeah, I was about to say because there's more warm bodies. But when I'm in here